Berwick, I suppose, job done. You had to fight tonight.
It is, Jonathan, because the kind of games, if we came back and didn't win it by as much as we did, we were no good. And the fact that we won it by as much as we did, we're supposed to. So we know where we're at. But we prepared well for it. We didn't take it for granted. Got over yesterday. The lads prepared really, really well for the last couple of weeks. And we switched up the mode from league mode to championship mode, which is good.
Yeah, like the side, you know, it's always a difficult challenge, no matter how disciplined you have to them. Like, it is a game that you are going to win. You look at the scoreboard, 5-21 to 9 points, but you have to just keep on going, the mini little things, I guess.
Yeah, you do. And like we had a game plan today, a grand structure. There was things in our game we were looking to improve, and we did improve on some of them. Some of the other aspects of the game I might be happy with, but overall, like, that's the more of the lads. They had to come back here today and get a passage to a semi-final in Connacht, which we've done. We're defending Connacht champions, so we want to try and defend that title while we can.
The tally, knocked in the goals in the second half, really put the foot down.
Yeah, we did, and you know, you can question the opposition, whatever, but it's a long time since Galway scored 5 goals in a championship match, so it's good, and it's great that, you know, the lads didn't take the foot off the gas at half time. They kept going, kept playing, doing the simple things really, really well. Worked some great scores. Like, Keane Dash has scored a fantastic goal, no matter what game you're playing or who you're playing against. And Tomo come off the bench, kicked 2 as well, so it's good. We need to get a few more players like that, and the subs that we had on today made an impact as well and kept the momentum in the game, which is good.
Just on Tomo, we see him come off with a bit of ice back, is he, Nick?
Yeah, he's been struggling the whole kind of few months through the league with hamstring injuries and issues and stuff like that. But he was training last week, he was okay, went a bit tired, and then obviously he fell today, he was okay, but then his hamstring felt a bit tired there. But he wisely obviously came off the pitch before damage was done, so look, we'll assess him, he should be okay, he'll be fine.
Yeah, and I think the star attraction here, so many people wanting photographs and stuff, but there was a line of lads in the front row that stand there as well, the superstars in the game. Probably the next game probably too soon for any of those, is it?
I don't know, Jonathan, you know, like they are training away, they're doing their rehab running, that kind of stuff, and look, we'll get another 10 days again to get a lot of work into them before Sunday week, so, or Saturday week, for Leitrim or Sligo. So hopefully we might see even a few of them talking out and get on the bench and try and integrate them back into the squad again. But they're on the pitch running, which is a good thing for us, you know. Mightn't be at the level we're at yet, but we're probably still going to have a few weeks probably, yeah.
And lastly, just as the whole, I suppose, fixture and the whole, the weekend, like, we were in the Clattering last night, I think I saw more people back home there than I've seen back home in the last 6 months. It's a real social event for, you know, all the GAA people here in the UK.
It's huge, like, and it's great for the people of the GAA descent over here who've had to immigrate over here, and they're getting out to see family and friends from home, even supporting them that's playing for London from all over the country. But yeah, it's a real kind of a carnival type atmosphere game too, you know. But it's a game that obviously you can't take for granted, you have to try and prepare properly for it. And in fairness, it's a long time since I was over London, but like, their pitch facilities and the stand is fantastic, so they are investing money into it. And it's again, the New Yorks and the Londons of this world, they do need to be probably still involved in the GAA at what level, you need to look at and see. But it's great that it's over, and there's a huge Galway crowd over for the weekend as well, which is great.
Thanks, Warwick. Enjoy the last few days.
Thanks, Johnny. No bother.